It's Monday night, and we're back after a week off. And I had probably had a much better week than you, but we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
Tonight on our show, on VoiceOver Body Shop, we've got Graham Spicer, who's a good friend of ours. He's got a couple of new shows of his own coming up.
He's a pretty busy guy.
He keeps himself really busy. We're going to talk about those things and issues dealing with the VoiceOver community.
Yeah.
And we've got tech stuff. You'll think of something, I'm sure.
I'm going to think of something for sure that we can talk about in the tech world, but without getting too super geeky on you guys.
Okay. And we've got DawView tonight. We're going to talk about that zero crossover point that people all wonder about.
What the heck is that?
Well, we're going to find out on VoiceOver Body Shop coming up right now.
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere. Together in one place, George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, to bring you all the latest technology, today's voiceover superstars, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan signature products, Source Elements, makers of Source Connect, Source Connect Pro, and Source Connect Now, VO2GoGo.com, everything you need to become a successful voice artist, VoiceOver Extra, your daily resource for VO success, the VO Dojo, take your voiceover career all the way, J. Michael Collins Demos, when quality matters, and by VoiceActorWebsites.com, where your voice actor website shouldn't be a pain in the butt.
And now, live from their super secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Good evening. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop,
or VOBS. Yes. I don't know if people are here to make a big splash with that tonight.
Oh, well. Anyway. We just have to pretend.
Yes. Well, tonight, Graham Spicer is our guest.
Yes, he is.
And Graham's a great guy, knowledgeable, great interviewer, and he's doing all sorts of new stuff. And we're going to talk to him about what he is giving to the voiceover community.
Coming in on Zoom via Zoom from Toronto.
Toronto.
He'll say it right for us.
Yeah.
He'll correct
us. Since I lived near there, I actually knew that one. Gone to Toronto. Let's see. We've got some tech stuff. We're going to talk about zero crossover points. And we weren't here last week because I wasn't here last week.
He had to go buy a new shirt.
So I went to Maui. Maui was nice. It was great vacation. If you're going to go to Hawaii, go to Maui.
Yeah.
I mean, although I hear Kona is really good, the big island. And, you know, and we got to Waikiki and got to see the sunset from Mount Haleakala. Haleakala is the locals say.
Haleakala.
Yeah. Went to a luau, which was, don't go to that luau. We did all sorts of fun stuff. But Marcy and I had a great time.
What were you guys there celebrating?
We were celebrating our 23rd anniversary, her birthday, and my birthday, which is at the end of this month.
Damn, man, you got it all wrapped up into one fantastic visit.
And this was all because someone offered her tickets to Hamilton that were like $500. And I'm like, for that, we could fly to Hawaii.
I think
we had a much better time than going to see Hamilton. Anyway, so I'm back. And
Welcome back.
It looks like I missed all sorts of stuff while I was gone, like the entire Los Angeles area going up in flames.
It has been rather frightening around here. We were on alert in Topanga, not like ready, set, go alert, which I learned what that means. If you're on a ready, set, go alert, that means you need to have everything packed, your valuables in the car.
Right.
And, you know, everything short of your engine idling until, you know, unless, and waiting for that reverse 911 call.
Right.
We didn't get that call. We did get the reverse 911 call from the police department saying that you should be prepared to leave if the fire crosses Mandeville Canyon. which doesn't mean much to you guys, but that basically meant if the fire was able to cross the 405 freeway, we were going to be on edge in Topanga. So it was not a fun week. I got sick. We had smoke. We watched our friends running around, trying getting chased by the fire. I mean, Bo Weaver and a few others I know in Ojai, they got in their RVs, they drove to Carpinteria, set up camp for a couple of days.
Yeah, I saw those pictures.
And then the fire just kept pushing up the coast, and then they had to run. They had mandatory evacuation from their mandatory evacuation spot.
Man, that Thompson fire that's nasty. Flew over that on the way home yesterday.
Whoa.
It's like, I saw flames. Yeah. 15,000 feet.
As of today, it's 175,000 acres.
Oh, cripes,
fifth largest fire in California history.
Wow.
And this is right on the coast, and it's creeping towards Santa Barbara.
Oh, boy.
That's what's happening.
Well, as long as they know it's coming, that's most important.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enough fire news. And of course, and all that's going on, I'm snorkeling and watching whales and swimming with sea turtles.
Week.
Oh, we picked a great week to be out of here. Anyway, but right now it's time for...
And now, the VoiceOver Extra, VOBS News, the latest and most comprehensive voiceover industry news, brought to you live.
All righty, it's time for the news for December 11th. That's where we're at. VoiceOver Extra News, VoiceOver Tip Highlights. You know, we're all super busy lately. Not just with the holiday bustle, but also updating spreadsheets and plans to hit 2018 running. You have to be doing that, right? So we're thinking you might have missed some valuable advice that your VoiceOver colleagues shared last week on VoiceOver Extra. Here are highlights of those articles to get you back in the game. Starting this week, Marie Hoffman gave solid marketing advice for approaching your e-learning job prospects. And in fact, this can apply to a number of voiceover genres. When a prospect tells Marie, well, we use an in-house voice for that, she politely responds with a wealth of reasons why they do better hiring a voiceover professional.
Ooh, coming up to me.
Yeah.
Marie starts with all the things that can go wrong when using an inexperienced in-house voice. For instance, do Mary or Joe in accounting know how to tell a story? Can they engage with the learner? Will they sound monotone or sing-songy or robotic? Can they rid of bad sound, for instance, remove background noise and mouth clicks? Do they know how to use audio editing software? Can they meet deadlines? Then Marie sings the praises of a professional voice talent, a trained voice actor who communicates, not just reads the story of the brand. Check the article for the list of VO Pro advantages that will help you tell your story.
And as your prospects as well. All right, next, and also with a marketing mindset, Betty Zoller, the Yellow Rose of Texas, gave us a calendar of marketing ideas for the new year. She pinpoints hot months for specific promotions, always remembering that you need to work on these months in advance. For instance, if you have prospects in mind for a Valentine's Day promo, now and early January is the time to approach them on that. In April, think summer. And in July, think back to school. See Betty's month-by-month list for ideas.
Finally, casting director, coach Hugh Klitsky shares the nugget for your voiceover reads. Never sacrifice clarity for character. Direction will screw you up.
Tell me about it.
If you let it, Hugh warns. Example, a direction that tells you, laid back, very relaxed, almost sounds like she doesn't care. Well, yes, but don't forget the basics.
All right. And if you're not careful and let this kind of direction overtake your read, Hugh says, it becomes easy to make important mistakes with making the commercial kind of unclear. Check out these articles and hundreds more now on voiceoverextra.com, your daily resource for voiceover success.
Very nice.
That's the news.
The news.
The news. The news. The news.
That was a nice, not a bad cold read.
No, not at all.
It's not done better.
Next week, perfect. And by the way, we're having a party on the 1st of January. We're having a New Year's Day party. You know, serving lots of stuff to get people over their hangovers and stuff like that.
Fantastic.
Do people really drink heavy on New Year's Eve anymore? I mean, I stay home and go, stay off the road.
It's a good idea to not go out with the amateurs.
Yeah.
You don't want to be out for amateur hour. It's there's so many other fun times to go out and party. Like, you know, it's a good time to stay safe. But if Maxine's going to be in town, so that's going to be different for me. And I haven't had somebody to go out on New Year's Eve with for a long time. So I am going to be looking for something to do that's just the right thing. Not a huge, crowded, crazy drunk fest.
Right.
But not just like dinner for two either. Trying to find the perfect thing. If anybody has any cool ideas, I'm all ears. Okay.
And I've had the same person for 24 New Year's Eves, which has been absolutely wonderful.
It's nice to just stay home sometimes and just relax, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Except if you have kids. Can I stay up and watch? Nothing happens. Just turns midnight. Exactly. Anyway. All right. So anything interesting going on from, I mean, I know you were busy running from flames and smoke all week, but I'm sure you were heavy duty into watching videos and listening to podcasts and seeing what's new in the technical world of voiceover.
Yeah. I think the big thing right now is dealing with the issues with High Sierra and the security issues. Did you hear while you're on vacation about the root?
Oh, no, thing? No. That was before I went.
That was before you
I
went
had
on
it
vacation.
Fixed. I mean, okay, you know, somebody good. Said there was a patch, and I'm like, oh, Apple will have a patch for this tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Sure enough, they had a patch for it the next morning.
But the funny thing was the patch that they put out broke the other patch that they had put out to fix the problem in the first place. So they had to put out a patch to fix the patch.
Hmm.
So it got scary there for a little while with Apple, wondering if they're actually going to get the patches all lined up to be functional. But I have dealt with High Sierra hands-on now. One of my clients, I don't know how to tell you guys this enough, but if you have an AV company or anybody else that comes into your house and messes with your computers, don't let them go into your studio and arbitrarily update anything they want to update. Just don't do it. I had a client who was out of town and he had his AV company come in. Somebody that's, you know, well-to-do enough that they can afford to have an AV company setting up their you know, their home integration system, which is nice to have. But the problem is they upgraded the Mac OS in his studio and took it from Sierra to High Sierra. And he came back from a trip and audio was clicking and popping and things were not that smooth. I go and find out that there are no drivers from Tascam for his audio interface yet for High Sierra.
Gotta think
it
about
says
this stuff.
In process, right? So let that be a lesson to you. Just do not let other companies come into your house and mess with your settings on your computer. Make sure that everything is backed up. Make sure that if anything is updated, you can reverse it. The good news is he had a second audio interface made by Lexicon, the good old Lexicon Alpha.
The old Lexicon Alpha.
This thing has been around since 2006.
Yeah.
They still work beautifully. They work because they just use the built-in drivers on the Mac. They don't require an extra third-party plugin to be plugged in. And Graham's waving, I see, because he's got one of these. He knows that they work. And it's his saving grace because the Tascam drivers are not working correctly, and he needed a backup. So it's what's working. But we got it up to a version, 10.13.2. I think that's the latest update of High Sierra. And other than the driver issue for the Tascam, everything else seems to be working beautifully. So things are starting to smooth out with High Sierra. I'm not giving it my seal of approval yet.
Okay.
Do not go out and install it on your production machine. If you want to install it on a MacBook or some other laptop or an old computer that you don't, it's not mission critical, go for it. But it's still not quite ready for prime time. Are you running the newest iOS updates on your phone? Are you on iOS 11?
I update my iOS when they say update my iOS.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
because things start to get, it's like, we're calling the mothership if you don't.
Yeah.
And your phone starts acting weird.
Well, there was an update that was so critical that they actually pushed the update to your phone.
Yes.
Without you acknowledging
it. Yeah, that
it.
Like messed it, up a few people.
Yes. Because they had such a major security issue, they had to push an update. But it's not been the most smooth transition to new OS, but Mac is Apple's smoothing things out.
Good.
And the side of Windows, I don't know. It's been working pretty well for most people. Yes, Apple's having trouble, but is it enough for me to go, it's time to throw away those apples and go? No, it's not time for this. It's not time to
don't
get a Windows computer yet, guys. We're still holding tough on sticking with Apple. So you know why. you know, all you guys on
Windows.
We've
talked about it for 6.5 years.
You're tired of hearing us say it, but we're still holding tough on the Apple stuff. So, right. Anyway, that's it for me.
Okay. Well, in that case, we can move on. And if anybody's got a tech question for us, you know, and like you're having a problem with your home voiceover studio, or you have a question about software or something like that, throw it in the chat room. And Jack Daniel, who is home tonight, but still monitoring the chat room, will get us that information, and we will relay that answer back to you via this show, which is what we do. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute, so don't go away. We'll be right back on VoiceOver Body Shop. All righty. You know, did you notice at Thanksgiving dinner at the kids' table that the older kids were looking over at the, and you longing to move up to the grown-up table? You know, it's always that way. You know, all of us, me and you, voiceover performers and on-camera performers and stage performers, storytellers, and all want the exact same thing. You want to sit at the grown-up table. Well, you're hungry to move from copy credit meals to quoted day session rate with lovely residuals on the back end, right? Well, you dream about working in categories that only the grown-ups get to work in. Listen up. You can do just that. You can make a move right now and get the resources you need to move from hoping, wishing, praying you're doing now to preparing, executing, repeating that you so rightfully should have. And David H. Lawrence the 17th and his team at VO2GoGo can help you get exactly what you want. Your seat at the VO grown-up table. That's right. But you have to act fast. He's put together an amazing VO training package for 2018, and it's only available for a limited time. Literally, only a few days. So got to take care of this. It's got everything you need to move up to a profitable and satisfying voiceover career. All you have to do is click on this link. It is vo2gogo.com/r/31. There it is right there. And we'll also put that in the chat room as well. Click on that and get more information about this great course that he's got going here. The 2018 VO2GoGo Pro Training also includes a set of sweet bonuses and gear that will make the saunter over to the grown-up table even easier, even though you'll only come up to here on the table itself. But you'll be working directly with him, David H. Lawrence the 17th, and you'll be working with the grown-ups. Let's get you what you want. Check it out before this special offer goes away. Again, go look at this. Click on that link there. We'll put it in the chat room, and it'll take you right there. And we'll be right back.
As a voice talent, you have to have a website. But what a hassle getting someone to do it for you. And when they finally do, they break or don't look right on mobile devices. They're not built for marketing and SEO. They're expensive. You have limited or no control. And it takes forever to get one built and go live. So what's the best way to get you online in no time? Go to voiceactorwebsites.com. Like our name implies, voiceactorwebsites.com just does websites for voice actors. We believe in creating fast, mobile-friendly, responsive, highly functional designs that are easy to read and easy to use. You have full control. No need to hire someone every time you want to make a change. And our upfront pricing means you know exactly what your costs are ahead of time. You can get your voiceover website going for as little as $700. So if you want your voice actor website without the hassle of complexity and dealing with too many options, go to voiceactorwebsites.com, where your VO website shouldn't be a pain in the you-know-what.
And we are back here on VoiceOver Body Shop. It's good to be back, though.
Yeah, it is.
Get back into the swing of things. Had a pile of stuff I had to catch up with this morning.
You know? I'm on an extra big swing today because I'm also TDing or floor producing the show tonight, which is extra fun.
Yes. Doing a bang-up job, though, I must say.
Thank you, man.
All right, but the thing is you can tell that George and I actually almost know what we're doing. When it comes to television, when it comes to voiceover studios, you're looking at the guys that have built more home studios than anyone else on God's green earth. And in order to get, you know, your home studio working right, you got to work with somebody who knows what it's supposed to sound like, not what you want to sound like. Because remember, you don't hire you.
Right.
You know, the guys that hire you are looking for clean audio and, you know, it's everybody wants their audio to sound like they're on the radio in 1975 because that's what they remember.
True.
Yeah. And that's not voiceover at all. You've got to capture you as you exist. And George and I know how to do that. And if you want help with that, if you want to talk to George, all you got to do is...
Well, you can find me over... Ooh, my background changed, too.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, I didn't even know it was going to happen. You can find me over at georgethe.tech or georgethetech.com for those that find short domains with .techs at the end confusing. georgethetech.com. Everything I do is over there. You can book me for services. You can hire me to create some processing for you with a stack or a rack. You can have me design a whole studio from scratch, whatever you need, or just check your audio.
Right. And what I do is I teach software, and I teach you how to get the right sound to your studio. It's mm-hmm. all about acoustics and stuff. So we find the right place for you to set up your home studio, whether it's in a closet or it's out in your backyard, exactly. Especially if you have a very quiet backyard, mm-hmm. Or your car or something along those lines. But we take you from soup to nuts and teach you how to create that home studio and how to use it properly. And if you want to get a hold of me, just write to me, dan@danleonard.com, or my website, homevoiceoverstudio.com. Mm-hmm. Well, it's now time to talk about something important. So do we have the DAW view thing there all queued up?
Well, let's take a look. First of all, we need to have our little intro.
DAWView 2017.
Okay. All right. Well, there it is. Okay. One of the, I saw this on Facebook this week, even though I was sitting on a beach somewhere, I was still checking out Facebook. And some people were asking about the zero crossover points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where how it is that you can find where there is no volume in your waveform,
right?
That you can edit at and it won't make a noise.
Right, right.
Now, a great program like Twisted Wave, let's get Twisted Wave up here.
Yeah. Why don't you riff a little bit and I'll see if I can get it working.
Okay.
So tell everybody what zero crossing is.
Well, first, you need to discuss the idea of your waveform. That, you know, that line up and down that you see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's... people get confused by that because they think up here is the loudest and way down here or down there is where it's quiet.
Right.
Where in reality, the zero point of no volume is actually in the middle.
Right.
Because we're not looking at it from the side. We're looking at it from the top.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going like this, you know.
Back and forth. Back and forth. An audio waveform goes up and down, up and down, up and down, back and forth, back
right.
and forth.
But when it crosses that center blue line or mm-hmm. white line or whatever line it is, depending on what digital audio workspace you're working with,
right?
That's the zero crossover point. Mm-hmm. That's where you get no volume.
Right.
And that's the place to make an edit. And if you zoom in on your waveform,
yeah.
It gets down to where you can just see dots or little lines. And then nothing, especially mm-hmm. in Twisted Wave, which is one of the reasons we really like Twisted Wave.
Right.
It allows you to cross that threshold of zeroness. So if you want to get rid of a breath or you want to get rid of a mouth click or something along those lines, that's the place to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's...
Now, there's some cool tools, though, in Twisted Wave that help that become easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those is called Twisted Wave's... maybe I can get it to share on this machine. Let's do a little experiment here.
Okay.
All right.
And it's usually a mouse click or something along.
So now I'm sharing Twisted Wave on our switch system, on the Wirecast system.
Okay,
so you guys
cool.
can see what a waveform might look like.
Okay, so and stop that and
I'll hit
zoom
stop
in.
On that.
Okay, now you can see that spot right there.
Should we zoom in vertically?
Yes, yeah, so it's wider.
I'll zoom in horizontally. Okay.
You can make it bigger, but zoom in. There you go. Right. Okay. Zoom in, zoom in, zoom in, zoom in. Right in the middle here.
Here we
keep
go.
Going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Maybe, hopefully you can see this. The farther, the closer you go in, and the better, the more you zoom, the more you will reach the crossover point. And look at that.
Those oh, yeah. two. Now you're actually seeing the actual samples
the
themselves.
Sample by sample.
The dots.
Right.
So what you're saying is, a perfect edit would occur at that point.
At that point. And if we had less background noise, there would be an actual flat spot there that would not have any dots on it. And that's where you would make the edit.
But if you had to do it that way manually, it would make for a really boring, slow, painful editing process.
It would.
And that's what's so cool about what Twisted Wave has up its sleeve, because it has a feature called...
Silence.
Auto extend to zero crossing. Right. So what this thing does is, when you make a selection, it automatically snaps, and it's hard to tell by when you're zoomed in this closely. It's kind of a tough to demonstrate. But what it does is, when you make a selection, it automatically adjusts the boundaries of the selection so that it does land on the zero crossing. So you don't have to zoom in there and do it manually. So when, as long as you have going up into the edit menu or select menu, auto extend selection to zero crossing checked, as it is now, as long as that's checked, when you select something, it will automatically snap the selection so it lands on those zero crossing points. And then when you delete, it will delete that audio and make a perfectly, a perfect join or connection of those two waves.
Excellent.
So that is the way to get a really clean edit. You know, other softwares, you have to use a crossfade.
Right.
To get two disjointed waveforms
to fit together. Right, and they create a...
And it crossfades them, but in Twisted Wave... And I believe Adobe Audition has a similar feature nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
That they call it something else, but it does a similar thing. Just making sure your waveforms fit together neatly will take care of that problem.
Cool. All right. We actually have a couple of questions.
Yay!
All right. From Richard E. Lund.
Okay.
So are there any issues with line noise when you're working with solar power versus electric company power? No.
Ooh.
No.
It shouldn't be. It should be the cleanest power you've ever had. Yeah, right?
Exactly, because it's not coming from all over the place. Yeah. I don't believe that electrical interference is a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're plugged in right, you're using a surge protector and all that stuff, and you got clean power, ground loops come from stuff that is in how you're set up in your equipment. Mm-hmm. Unless you've got, like, you know, two-wire system in your house or something.
Old non-grounded systems?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's not even a problem.
It's not as common as you probably would think it would. But yeah, if you're living in an area with a lot of heavy equipment, maybe a commercial area, and there's like some really heavy refrigeration systems or something that's on the same circuit, maybe you live in a really old, crappy apartment building, and downstairs there's a restaurant, and, you know, there's
refrigerators. You're next to an FM transmitter.
Yeah, you know. I mean, most of you guys that are living in freestanding dwellings, you're probably in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
You know, but the people that are in apartments where your power is shared with a lot of other units, yeah, that's where things like that can come into play. But being on a solar powered system, as long as it's properly installed, you should get the cleanest power ever, because you're not on the grid.
My house is solar powered. Our studio is solar powered.
That's true. We're all tied into the house, right?
It's so obviously not helping the NDI, but it works. Well, at least we're not getting any hums.
Exactly. No hums. That's what matters tonight.
Fred North asks, I built my own ISO booth. Good for you. It's great, but it does get a little stuffy at times. I've got ventilation, one in, one out fan with long 4-inch hoses into boxes into the booth. I'd like to get more air moving. Got any suggestions for very quiet fans? I'm using a couple of computer fans currently. Well, those are noisy.
Yeah, there's some pretty quiet ones, but they're still not silent.
Yeah. In order to build a proper ventilation system, you've got to create what's called a plenum that is acoustically isolating the air coming in and the noises coming from the outside and the air going out.
Yeah,
the sound coming from the room where you're exhausting the air to.
Right. You need to isolate the noise from the fan and the environmental noise outside your ventilation system from getting in.
Not an easy task.
Right. No.
But it can be done. And, you know, I have plans for fixing that, and maybe we could talk a little bit later. It's a little involved, but when it works, it's a thing of beauty.
You did a video years ago using an HP printer box, didn't you?
I did. And that was the best plenum ever. Now, Tim Friedlander is using it with this incredible Rube Goldberg thing that he's got going over at the soundbox.
It's quiet and it works. That's what matters.
That's right.
There's a fan unit for if you're looking for a turnkey fan that is really quiet. Vocal Booth to Go, TOGO, Vocal Booth to Go.
Oh, that thing has what's his name? Adil came up with.
Adil, yeah, we saw him at VoiceOver Atlanta last year, and we got to check that thing out, and I was pretty impressed. I have to say, I haven't heard it in a quiet home studio scenario yet. But for about $100, it could be something you could swap out with one of your current fans, and you might find it to be quiet enough for your for your needs, but it's designed specifically for booth ventilation. And I was quite impressed with how quiet it was.
All righty. One last question. JDK asks, if I'm using a flat desktop surface in my home studio, does it make sense to cover it with carpet? Not necessarily carpet. You know, a piece of Oralex, a towel, something that doesn't reflect sound back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a carpet doesn't hurt. I mean, yeah. It's better than nothing.
Right.
But I would use something softer like a terry cloth or right. a towel or something that's very soft and absorbent, right. You know?
Like your dog.
Your cat. Tink,
yeah, just put
Record
Tinky
with
up there.
Your cat and, on your lap. As long as she doesn't purr, you're yeah. in good shape.
Yeah, you got to put something on there. A flat, hard surface is going to sound like a flat, hard surface is near your microphone.
Yeah, it will reflect sound back, and it will create phasing and echoey sounds that you don't want.
So. That's right.
Carpet is a good place to start, but yeah. try something soft.
Heavy-duty shag carpet.
Yeah, it should be pretty soft
like
carpet.
Lamb's wool.
If it's like that hard, that heavy Berber or whatever it is for like commercial use, it's not that effective.
No, it is. Mm-hmm. All righty. Hey, great questions, guys.
Thank you so much.
Send them in to the guys at VOBS.TV, and we'll answer them every week. Right here on this very show. And coming up next on this very show is the one and only Graham Spicer. And we're going to have a great time talking to him because he's a good friend and he's a cool guy. And he's a great interviewer, too. So let's see how good an interviewee he is. Right next here on VOBS.
Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios. Who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success in one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the Home Studio Master at homevoiceoverstudio.com. Drop off a specimen of your dry audio for a free analysis.
Well, I'd like to tell you guys about one of our favorite sponsors of the show. They're all our favorites, of course, but Source Elements has been with us for a long time, and they're the creators of Source Connect, which is a fantastic way to connect your studio to other studios around the entire world. Was that an earthquake? What the heck was that sound?
Somebody closing a car door.
Man, it was like a boom. Source Connect is really great software. It can transmit the sound of anything from an earthquake to voiceover, and voiceover, it does very, very well. It's very high quality, very low latency, and you can adjust the sound quality, you can adjust the latency, and you can use it from any place on the planet as long as there is a solid internet connection. It will work on your LTE modem, it will work on Wi-Fi, but it's best on Ethernet for the best possible reliability. And it also has connectivity into other things like ISDN bridging. And coming soon in version 4.0, there's going to be more ways to connect into Source Connect from outside of the Source Connect world. So stay tuned for new cool things coming into the Source Connect field when 4.0 comes out next year. But if you want to give it a try right now with 3.9, the current version, you can go over to source-elements.com, sign up for a 15-day free trial, and start using it right away. You don't have to have an iLock USB key to use Source Connect standard now. So give it a shot. Let them know that we sent you. And play with the big boys in the world of voiceover pros and get working on Source Elements Source Connect. We'll be right back with Graham and Dan right after this.
And we're back on VoiceOver Body Shop. Our guest is somebody that George and I know extremely well. Because
sure do.
We've all been in the business a long time. But this is a guy who stands out as somebody who is someone who cares about the rest of us. How's that sound?
He's looking out for us.
That's
he's looking out for the little guy and the not so little guy in voiceover.
Right. He's looking out for all of us in the voiceover community. Mm-hmm. And joining us from Toronto, Ontario, Canada is the one and only Graham Spicer. Good evening, Graham.
Hey, Dan, how are you tonight?
Doing all right. Let's see if we can get his picture on there.
I'm going to do that.
There he is.
It's a frozen shot.
That's a frozen shot
again.
Okay, but we can still hear him.
I'll fix it, Graham.
Okay. We're not sure what it is that's going on tonight.
It's voodoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go away for a week and.
My parka. I had to take off my parka. We've got almost 6 inches of snow on the ground here in Toronto. It's been falling softly throughout the day. So right now, Maui is sounding really good.
Yeah. The thing is in Maui, they're all singing White Christmas. It was really strange.
Is that surreal or what?
It's very surreal. You know, they're like, well, we can dream of a White Christmas, but I don't know why they would. You know, it's nice and green there. But anyway, Graham, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the voiceover business from whatever it was that you were originally. Where'd you go to college for and where'd you go to school and all that stuff?
Well, back in high school, I worked at the proverbial, you know, local 50,000 watt AM radio station. And I was doing overnights and swings on the weekend and never really thought much more of it. I ended up going to school and getting into the advertising business. I spent the first 25 years of my professional career working for ad agencies and eventually went client side and had progressively more senior roles in various primarily retail organizations where I was, you know, VP of marketing for Kmart in Canada. That was one of my last jobs before I went off into consulting firms. But I just decided about 5 or 6 years ago, that's it. I'm done. I'm tired of working for the man. And I ended up pursuing a, you know, lifelong dream of being a voice actor and had some reasonable degree of success at it and ended up working at one of the leading, voice acting educational organizations in the country for 4 years and left there back in June and have been, you know, pursuing some new and more exciting stuff ever since.
And we're going to talk about some of those things. Now, one of the things that I know you're really good at, because I've, you know, George and I have been to the conferences and, you know, we've been there together. There are pictures of us together to prove it. One of the things that I noticed, because I've seen you interview a lot of people. I interview people every week here on this show, but you've done it on stage with some of the top people in the business. And I'm always impressed with how you can get them to really talk about what they do. And what makes what they do important and why it's important to the people listening. What are some of your secrets to interviewing? What is it that you know that makes an interview go well?
I think the first thing is doing research. And before I go on stage at VO Atlanta or, you know, back at Voice 2014 or at one of these conferences, I really like to think that I do my homework so that I'm walking in well prepared with the questions that I know that I want answers for. And then I guess I don't let people off the hook that easily, is that I give them lots of opportunity to answer the questions, but I tend to push a little further, maybe, if I'm not getting the actual answer to the question that was asked. And when I think back to probably my most infamous interview, and that was the one of David Cicirelli that was streamed live to the internet back, it's hard to believe that was over 2 years ago now, just over 2 years ago. When I think back to that interview, I don't think that I did anything particularly special. All I did was ask the questions that I was prepared to ask and then just not let Cicirelli not answer them.
Yeah, no, I mean, you prepared for it and you asked the hard questions, but they weren't that hard a question. They were just, I mean, he was, I don't know, were they hard questions, really, you think, or they were just hard for him?
I think that I asked some fairly hard questions, but what's important to recognize is that I didn't ask any questions that he wasn't expecting. I had provided a complete list of all the questions I was going to ask in advance to both him and his marketing person. So there was nothing there that surprised Cicerelli. I just don't think he was ready for me to not let him off the hook.
Yeah, he thought you were going to go easy on him because we're all nice guys in voiceover,
yeah.
Right? And that's what we do. We go easy on each other.
That's right.
We're all pals.
Yeah, well, but he's not one of us, and that's the thing. And yeah. I think maybe that's where he bought into it too much. But you attacked at the right time, and it caused a ripple effect through the industry. And of course, all the changes this year, we're seeing good results from that right now. You know, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. So you're an interviewer, you're a voice actor, you've been doing all this great stuff, but you're doing some new stuff now. And I've been reading about how you've got a couple of new ventures going on that allow people to express their opinions and that you're moderating. For example, tell us about Open Mic VO and how that came about and what it takes and when and how you're doing it.
Well, the company that I'd been working for previously had a similar live phone-in talk show, for lack of a better description, on Sunday evenings, and I enjoyed moderating it and fully expected it to continue. But as it turns out, they moved the show from 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time, to 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Sundays, which I felt wasn't really a convenient time for anybody involved. So I created a show which is, you know, not dissimilar in format, and called it Open Mic VO. We run it on Sunday evenings, and it's basically just an opportunity for us to get together as a voiceover community and ask questions and provide feedback and answers, and people pose problems that they are facing in their VO career, and the group of us all kind of, you know, jump in and offer some suggestions. Sometimes they're even good suggestions. So that's what Open Mic VO is all about. And if I can kind of give it the sales pitch, you go to bit.ly, so it's bit.ly/2XI7G6C, and maybe George, I can convince you to put that in the chat box at some point later in the episode tonight.
Sure.
You register there, and we all get together on a Zoom conference, and it's been quite successful so far. I think I've done 4 or 5 of them now, and we get anywhere between 40 and 70 people on the line at a time. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And what's been some of the really exciting stuff that's happened in it so far?
We've had some good conversations just this past Sunday. Last night, we had a good discussion about animation and video games. And part of the conversation was an exploration of the outcome of SAG-AFTRA strike against video game, the big video game producers. And Michael Schwalbe, who's a really, really committed member of the voiceover community, happened to be online with us, and he's a busy video game actor. He's just moving to Los Angeles. In fact, on Wednesday, he packs up his U-Haul truck and off he goes to L.A., he was there, and we spoke at length about the video game strike and the outcomes, you know, what were the results in the new interactive media agreement. It was both fun and it was really informative. I was really happy with how things went last night.
Yeah, well, and it's there are so many issues that affect us. And again, we can talk about those in a couple of minutes. So again, it's on Sunday night.
Sunday nights, and this coming Sunday, the topic is what's on your voiceover Christmas gift list.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to be talking about this coming Sunday.
All right. So that's Open Mic VO. Now you got a couple other things going on too that I am told we need to talk about. For example, Straight Talk VO. It's a new weekly vlog with LA-based actor, director, and coach Kate McClanahan. And she literally wrote the encyclopedia of voiceover, at least one of them.
Yeah, well, she wrote the only one that's actually called the Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia of Voiceover, so, right, yeah. She actually wrote that.
It's one of the few books that I actually recommend that's written about voice acting to prospective voice actors. It's a really good thing. I enjoy Kate a lot, and she and I got to know each other first at Voice 2014 when it was down in Anaheim. And she and I think a lot of the same ways about issues that are facing the voiceover community right now. But it's funny because we also disagree on a lot of things, because I think I come at it kind of as the pragmatic, curmudgeonly, oh, that'll never work. And she's forever the sunny optimist. And I think it makes for an interesting dynamic on this new vlog that we're running. And we're pretty proud of Straight Talk VO, because the very first episode that we ran with was a panel discussion where we had Keith Farley, who was the lead negotiator on behalf of SAG-AFTRA in the video game negotiations.
I was just at his place today, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's doing a new studio.
Nice guy and a very talented actor.
Yeah, totally.
Keith Farley, we had Jennifer Hale, who, you know, I think she's in the Guinness Book of World Records as the voice actor who has been cast in the most number of video games in history. We had Jonathan Handel, who was the journalist for The Hollywood Reporter, who followed the video game strike for its year-long duration. And we had an excellent panel discussion about what were the issues, what precipitated the strike, and what were the outcomes. And I tell you, it's an hour long. It's a bit of an investment in time, but it's really worth it. Between Keith and Jennifer and Jonathan, and then Kate and I, we had a really in-depth discussion about the new agreement. And I certainly, you know, suggest to those of you who are watching tonight to go to YouTube and just do a search for Straight Talk VO, and you'll find us quick enough and watch that episode, that panel discussion. Really good stuff.
Too many people on them, and they get to be like somebody like, but I want to talk. You know, you get three people on a panel, and you can have a
panel
good
and a host is probably a good number, right?
Right.
I mean, three panelists and a host.
And a host, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've gone as many as, what, five or six panelists in one roundtable?
Yeah, that can be kind of wieldy.
Actually, the first 15 minutes is doing nothing but introducing the panel.
That's true.
That's the problem with too big of a panel.
You know, you're great. Well, thank you. You're great, too. Well, and now the next person. You know, you're great. And just goes on like that for 45 minutes. That sounds like it's a lot of fun. And what's the response been to that so far?
The response has been good. We're just getting started. I think we've only got three episodes, maybe it's four episodes now. We're posting every Tuesday evening, and we're hoping that we're going to gain some momentum. And the fact that we had this fairly, you know, reputable panel, you know, Dan, thank you so much for being so complimentary about the interviewing skills earlier. I thought that we got some really great information out of Keith Farley and out of Jonathan and out of Jen. So hopefully we'll be able to build some momentum as a result of people checking in and having a listen to that panel.
Yeah. And of course, you talk about tech, so you could probably have some people on that know about that.
We'll have to do that at some point.
Yeah.
I do know a couple of the best people in the business when it comes to that. So maybe I'll have them on for sure.
All right. Well, we can refer them to you. We know where to find them. At least some of the time, anyway.
Maybe not when it comes to running a live show.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're doing pretty good.
Doing the best we can with what we got. Now, you're also doing another thing, the Actors Sound Advice Masterclasses. You are really busy. You have time for voiceover at all?
I'm trying to fit some of that in there too. I'm been really ramping up my own voiceover career over the past 6 months, and it's been a blast to actually be able to spend some time back in front of the microphone again. When I was working pretty much full time for that educational organization, you only have so much time to dedicate towards my own voiceover stuff. So it's been a lot of fun. But yeah, the Sound Advice Masterclasses, again, working with Kate McClanahan, Sound Advice is her organization. And I just have always felt that there are some interesting topics that would make great webinars that some of the people that are out there kind of doing webinars on a regular basis never tackled. As an example, our first webinar we just ran it this past Tuesday was called The Holy Grail, how to convert non-union voiceover jobs to union. And it's been a topic I've wanted to tackle for, I don't know, 2 years probably. So we had Tom from Falcon Paymasters and Melissa Exelberth, who's a well-known voice actor. You guys both know Melissa well.
She knows union stuff, that's for sure.
She told me that she converted for 2017, over half of her SAG-AFTRA income will be from jobs that she converted from non-union to union, which was a stat that fascinated me when she first told me that. And that's why this webinar came about. And we had over 30 people there last Tuesday night, and we really dug into the nitty-gritty of how to convert non-union stuff to union. And it was really well received. And we're looking at, you know, doing a series of webinars through 2018 on again, on topics that are kind of a little off the beaten path, topics that aren't, you know, Dan, I know you, you're doing webinars on a regular basis on, you know, using Adobe Audition as an example. But, you know, you don't need me to do an audition one. I could never do a webinar as anywhere near as well as you do on a topic like that. But, you know, there are some topics that are just a little more esoteric, maybe a little more niche, that we still feel there's a good audience for. And that's why we've called it the Actor Sound Advice Masterclasses, because they really are more for niche audiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Graham Spicer, who's doing all sorts of stuff. Voice actor, interviewer, has his own webcast, doing all the stuff that we're trying to do, and we only do it once a week. If you've got a question for Graham, throw it in the chat room right now if you happen to be there, or if you're watching on Facebook. And Jack Daniel, our social media manager, maven expert, guy in charge of our social media stuff, because he's like, what else are you going to call me? I'm like, call him everything. Just don't call him A for dinner. Get it to him, and we'll get it to Graham in our next segment. But right now, let's talk about some of the issues that we've been discussing here in a little bit more in depth. What do you think are the major issues facing the voiceover community today?
I think that the voiceover community is in transition. There's no doubt about it. And I think that this trend towards casting becoming more automated is not going to go away. And I think that we are seeing some increased threats to our business as a result of the recent acquisition of VoiceBank by David Cicirelli and the Voices.com organization, Interactive Voices, Inc. And I think that between Voices.com and Voice123.com, they really have cornered the market on the non-union kind of lower end casting. And with Cicirelli buying VoiceBank and really taking control over the only vehicle that breakdowns were being distributed from, you know, big name casting directors out to the big union agencies, it was problematic. And I'm so glad to see that there has been a groundswell of support for some new online casting platforms that are going to be able to distribute these primarily union breakdown jobs out to the union agents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's actually been a good thing. And I think when I first saw it, I thought it was going to be a good thing. That when you try to control a marketplace, the marketplace controls the marketplace, not the people trying to play the market. That what happens when you have somebody trying to take over or changing something. The people who can compete are the ones that are going to succeed. The people that can do it cheaper, faster, better, and in a intimidating way. You know, make it easier for people to do stuff, make it less of a burden on them, and they'll flock to it. And I think that's what we're seeing with some of these, some of these new sites that are working to even out the marketplace. And so I think it was a good thing. And I think at the time, my original thought was, this is great because it's going to shake everything up. And I think it's done that.
Well, I certainly didn't have, the sky is falling was what the reaction was from, you know, a number of people within the voiceover community when the announcement came out. And I didn't panic because, Dan, I tend to agree with you, is that I didn't think it was really that big a deal. And I still don't think it's that big a deal, because I think that we're seeing some new players come into the marketplace, which is awesome, that are going to be able to, as you just described, do the distribution of these breakdowns better, faster, cheaper. And that's going to be a good thing for everybody. I'm a big believer in online platforms. I'm a big believer in eBay and in Amazon. But at the heart of eBay and Amazon, I think that there's a certain amount of suspicion that goes towards any sort of monopoly. And I think that that suspicion is deserved. But at the heart of Amazon, at the heart of Google, at the heart of eBay, there's a sense of fairness. There's a sense of benevolence that, yes, we know that we are in a controlling position and we're going to do everything we can to protect the people who are playing on our platform, both as buyers and as sellers.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's that benevolence that we as a community, as a voiceover community, trust that there's that sense of benevolence, that inherent sense of fairness built into the voices.com platform.
Yeah. Dan's running back. He had to plug in the iPad. All right. Go for it, sir.
Okay. All right, well, we're talking with Graham Spicer. And again, if you've got a question for Graham, throw it in the chat room, and we will throw it his way in just a couple of minutes. And we're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll get to your questions and talk a little bit more with Graham Spicer here on VoiceOver Body Shop. Don't go away.
Style. Power.
You're watching the home of the NFL.
The all-new iPhone.
Reserve your Disney World season pass now.
Through all the runny noses, 3 a.m. coughs.
An all-new American Crime Story, tonight on FX.
This week only, it's Pasta Fest at Olive Garden.
Heart rate? Crime. Blood pressure? Perfect.
I grew up with the classics, and now with StubHub, I can get authentic tickets to the best shows.
The all-new Chevy Cruze. From $16,995.
Be inspired. Then get the beauty that's uniquely yours at Sephora.
This week at Home Depot, it's our Garden Fest sale with up to 30% off all garden tools, sod, and seeds.
Hi, it's J. Michael Collins, and these are just a few examples of the first-class demos my team and I are producing. If you'd like to have something similar, visit jmcvoiceover.com and click on the Demo Production tab to find out more.
You know, Mic Port Pros are in short supply. And if you're wondering what a Mic Port Pro is, it's a great little device that turns your microphone into a USB microphone. How they put all that stuff in there, I have no idea. Actually, I do, because I took one apart and went, oh, that's how they do it.
You know, those things are made overseas, but you'd never know that they're made in relatively small batches.
Yes.
You know, the company that makes these things isn't Shure or some massive corporation. It's
right.
A small company. Yeah. So when they run out, they run out for a while.
Right. Our good friend Harlan Hogan at VoiceOver Essentials, you know, he says, we've been through shortages on the renowned Sentrance MicPort Pro audio interface before, and the price has skyrocketed. Last time used ports were selling for close to $400.
What?
Right. Wow. Right now, the worldwide supply is down to almost zero everywhere, mm-hmm. except VoiceOver Essentials. All righty. Well, some sellers are claiming to have units, But when you check out, you get a back-ordered message. Others are selling used mic ports with no new warranty. VoiceOver Essentials is an authorized reseller of the MicPort Pro and still has a sizable quantity of units ready to ship right now. Alrighty, that means that you can be sure you'll get a brand new unit with a high-quality USB cable, instruction booklet, and travel pouch with a one-year factory warranty and our 30-day no-questions-asked return policy. The Centrin's MicPort Pro is the easiest way to record professional-quality audio or communicate over VoIP, Voice Over Internet Protocol, for those of you wondering what VoIP stood for. Much more than a simple XLR to USB adapter, the MicPort Pro is a portable mic preamp with a built-in 24-bit, 96 kilohertz broadcast quality audio digital converter. It captures the cleanest signal, making it an ideal choice for professional recordings. The built-in headphone amp, studio grid control knobs, and 48-volt phantom power make it a go-to choice at home and on the road, especially on the road. 24-bit, 44.1, 48, 96 kilohertz performance, Mac and PC compatible for you PC guys. A loud headphone amp with zero latency monitoring, switchable 48-volt phantom power, low-noise Class A professional mic preamp, easy-to-use input, and headphone-level control knobs. Little tiny ones, but they work great. Studio-quality analog-to-digital conversion, 6-foot USB cable, and velour storage pouch included. True plug-and-play installation. You plug it in, and it works. And Harlan Hogan at VoiceOver Essentials has them. So go on over to voiceoveressentials.com. The easiest way is to go to the bottom of the page you're watching this very show on right now. Click on the picture of Harlan Hogan, and he'll be able to get you one because he has them and the others don't. So voiceoveressentials.com, that's the place to go. Thanks, Harlan, for being with us all these years and putting up with us. We'll be right back.
And we're back.
And welcome back to VoiceOver Body Shop. George and I are talking with our good friend Graham Spicer, who's now wearing a hat.
A very special hat.
Yes.
Which is... I just wanted to give a shout out to a couple of your sponsors. This is a Harlan Hogan VO hat, and Harlan Hogan actually gave me this hat. And it's my favorite hat. And one time I thought I lost it in an airport security check. And I scrambled back up the stairs, up the escalator, and it was still there in the tray. So this is a very special hat to me. Harlan Hogan's one of the nicest guys in the business.
That is absolutely true. We will attest to that. Chris, he gave me one too, but I lost mine.
There's the difference.
Yeah.
Distinguishing difference.
Yes. Well, you at least you were more steadfast about it. We've got a couple of questions from our audience. And again, if you've got a question for Graham on the issues or his new shows or anything about him, you know, if is he single, that sort of stuff, I don't know.
Don't go there.
Yeah, okay, we won't. Okay. All you got to do is write it in the chat room and we'll get it to him. Jack Daniel actually has a question for you, Graham. He says, Graham, do you find that your interviewing skills play into your script breakdown skills? And would you have any nugget for us about using an interviewer's skills to prepare copy for an audition?
Oh, wow.
That's a great question.
Wow, what a great question. So how can I best use my interviewing skills when it comes to voiceovers? And I think that one of the things that makes someone a good interviewer is that they listen. And they really have to listen carefully to what's being said. Or in the case of script breakdown, we have to look carefully at what it is that's on the page and try and understand the intent behind what the words actually mean. So in an interview situation, I'm constantly trying to think of, you know, what is the actual message that's being said by the person with whom I'm speaking. And in the case of a script, it's, you know, what is the intent actually behind these words and how can I best convey that intent through my performance?
Makes sense to me. All right. Well, hopefully that answers that. Maxine Dunn gets to ask a question, so you get to ask the question.
Oh, I'll read it. Okay. Hey, Graham. Thanks for this amazing interview. I know you're an extremely talented voice actor. Can I ask what your studio setup is? Why didn't we ask that? I don't know. But you know what? I'm glad she did. Yeah. What are you using these days, Graham?
So where I'm sitting is kind of my editing station. And just to my immediate right, or I guess that's camera left, is it's an old house. It's a 100-year-old house almost. And there's a old closet that's right there. So I have completely, you know, outfitted that closet, and with George Whittam's help, by the way, to tune it. And it sounds pretty good in there. And I have a couple of mics. I have a Neumann U87. I have one of the new Slate virtual microphone systems that I like a lot.
Mm.
All that runs into an Apollo rack mount. Sitting next to me, and that runs into a Hackintosh running Pro Tools. And that's kind of, in a nutshell, my setup here.
A Hackintosh that still works.
Well, this is a pretty new one, right?
Yeah.
This is a new one you had built recently, right? In the last year?
I had it built back in April or May, I think. And Hackintoshes used to be a real problem because Hackintosh and Thunderbolt did not get along. But there's a number of solutions out there now that enable for Thunderbolt and Hackintoshes to very happily coexist. And there's all kinds of online forums and Usenet groups and stuff that are able to help you out with support when necessary. In my case, I would have been quite comfortable building my own Hackintosh until I heard about these Thunderbolt problems. If I had been running a USB interface, I would have tackled it myself, I think. But with the Thunderbolt issue in the play, I thought that I'd get an expert. So there's a couple of good Hackintosh guys here in Toronto. So I hired one of them to help me out.
Well, since you brought up Hackintosh, I do know that I will have to define what a Hackintosh is for people that don't know. A Hackintosh is a PC, or basically a generic PC that is built specifically to run macOS. And Apple does not support the use of hardware built by anybody else to run their system. But there's very reliable systems now that will run macOS. But for Graham, I mean, was it for you a cost-saving measure, or were you able to build a system that's more powerful than a typical Mac as a Hackintosh?
I built the Hackintosh out of frustration with Apple.
Yeah,
and I had a Mac Mini that had served me well for 5 years, but it was just pooping out. I was getting into some video editing, not very intense stuff, but I'm putting together my own vlog, etc. And the Mac Mini just wasn't able to keep up. And unfortunately, Apple has largely walked away from what we lovingly call the trash can, which is the Mac Pro.
Right. It's the, I was just looking online today. The current model is still the 2013 Mac Pro.
That's right. So I needed something more powerful. I didn't want to go to one of the big 27-inch iMacs. So my only option is to build a Hackintosh. I've got like a 6-core i7 3.3 gigahertz, which is a bunch of nerd speak for a very fast computer. And it's running the Mac operating system, and it does it just fine.
All righty. Jack Daniel has another question. He says, Graham, thanks for your work on union conversion. Also, I love the folks at Falcon, and we know the guys at Falcon. Do you have any new information about the new waiver for lower budget non-union work? I'm unclear on just how that's going to work and what is needed. It sounds confusing.
If you give me 1 second, I just printed out there the union released like a 2-pager, a summary on that exact topic. You know what? I don't think I can put my hands on it right this second. But
you can post it on the Facebook feed after the show.
Yeah.
Supposed to have a comment.
That's exactly what I'll do. Tomorrow morning, latest tomorrow morning, I will post that PDF to the Facebook page.
Excellent.
Perfect.
All right. Jolene asks, can you remind us where and when Open Mic VO is being held?
Open Mic VO is conducted via a web using webinar technology, using Zoom webinar technology. It's every Sunday evening from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, or 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific time. And to register, you need to go to a specific web address, which I'm going to provide to George, and I'll also post it in the Facebook group tomorrow.
Perfect.
And that way you can, all you need to do is register. You can register for the next 6 Sundays all at once. Just, you know, you don't have to go back and do it every week. And then just show up Sunday nights and we'd be happy to have you.
Sounds like a fun time.
It is a fun.
Yeah. Fred North asks, I'm in a non-union flyover state. What advice do you have to offer us non-union people in the middle of the country?
Well, union, non-union in a state such as, you know, a flyover state, which is probably a right-to-work state, the union status isn't necessarily as important as just being able to source jobs and work on jobs from a distance. And this is where I keep going back to the online casting sites are a real boon to people like you. You're the type of voice actor that actually benefits the greatest from the online casting sites, because it allows people located no matter where you are in the world to participate and to audition for the very same jobs that the people that are sitting in Manhattan or in Santa Monica are auditioning for. That's the best advice I can give, is to utilize the advantages that you are given using the online casting sites.
Yeah. They're a valuable tool for voice actors who are trying to break in and branch out to a different, you know, a lot of different markets.
Right. But it's not the only tool.
Or voice actors.
Right.
Or voice actors who are in Milwaukee or in, you know, Tuscaloosa, or, you know, markets that aren't major markets, and there's not a lot of local work.
It's off topic of what we've been talking about, but for you personally, if you could quantify it, how much of your work do you think you're grabbing now from online casting versus other means? Have you given it some thought? Have you researched that?
Yeah, I think that between work I'm getting directly from online casting sites and work I'm getting from clients who first found me on online casting sites, because that's something that most people don't necessarily consider, but it's an important consideration, is that, you know, very often you're going to be introduced to a new client on Voice123 as an example, and that could be a client for the next 10 years. But you would never have found them, or they would never have found you, without being introduced through an online casting site to begin with. So back to your question, I would think that about between 40 and 50% of my work is coming from online casting sites or from clients that I first found there.
That's pretty significant. And that's a good point you make, is that you're going to be landing repeat clients and long relationships. I hear that a lot, that people say that, you know, I did get this client from Voice123 or something, and it turned into a long-term thing. One last question from Devox. What aspect of the voiceover business do you find is most difficult for you personally?
What aspect of the voiceover business is the most challenging to me?
Is it the marketing? Is it the business? Is it the actual landing the gig? What do you think?
Oh, I have a whole new respect for actors. You know, before I ventured into voice acting, you know, 7-8 years ago, you know, it's easy for us all to laugh at Keanu Reeves or Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's like, oh, what a crappy actor he is. I've got a whole new respect for actors. What we have chosen to do for a living is incredibly difficult. And the more work I do, the more I realize how much more work I need to do in order to become a good actor. It's not easy to sell something to somebody without making it sound like you're selling it to somebody. And I think that's my biggest challenge, is to continue to get better at the craft of what it is that we do. And it's this craft that differentiates us from the lower tier of voice actors that are hanging out on, you know, taking $100 jobs off online casting sites or working on Fiverr or one of those other kind of really low end sites.
Yeah, it's quite a remarkable thing to parlay this into a career. There's so much you can book where, of course, acting isn't the key thing. But if you really want to be successful, if you really want to be making a true career working full time, that is the thing. And I will say this, I have specifically chosen not to dabble in voiceover myself. I got a little bit of coaching at one point. I just thought, you know, what if, you know, and I just took a little bit of coaching, just enough to make that realization that, you know what, I could do a fine job reading some script, and I could cold read, and I could take direction, but it always sounded like I was reading a script. And that was a real realization. I realized that was going to take me years to master that.
Right. And the people who are great in this business didn't wake up yesterday morning and start doing it.
Not at all.
You know, it takes years of practice.
My most successful clients almost always have a minimum of 10 years taking this very seriously as a career before they really, really take off. So right.
And working on it constantly, not just resting on
Not a second job. Yeah.
Right. Well, Graham, it has been fabulous having you with us. We've been looking forward to having you on. Again, where can they get to your show, Open Mic VO?
I'm going to post all that information in the VOBS Facebook group tomorrow morning, and all of the pertinent information is going to be there.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us tonight.
Oh, when I think of the people who have been honored to sit and talk with you guys, June Foray and Tara Strong and Maurice LaMarche, I'm honored to have been here. Thank you so much.
Right. I think you got some butter on me.
Yeah. Yeah, I can wipe that off. All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks, Graham. All right, we'll be right back to wrap things up right after these incredibly important messages.
Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios, who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success. In one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the Home Studio Master at homevoiceoverstudio.com. Drop off a specimen of your dry audio for a free analysis.
Hey, working pros, are you ready for a pro workout that really makes you bring it? Do you want to work with some of the highest caliber decision makers in the voiceover genres? Do you always wonder what happens after you send in that killer audition? Let's talk about the VO Dojo Pro Fight Club. This no pull, no punches workout brings top-notch working pros from all over together for a friendly face-off in front of the top decision makers in commercials, animation, narration, promo, and video games. It's designed to turn the audition process transparent and open up every step of the process from being heard to being hired. It's time to get out of your closet and do all the things that you need to do. The VoiceOver Dojo offers two fight clubs a month, one live in L.A. and one virtual from wherever you are. Coming up next, Fight Club's virtual superstar is casting director Lisa Fishoff from Broadcasters. And then join animation producer Rita Street, founder of Women in Animation. We'll be exploring all sorts of things, like Adult Swim style scripts, who also specializes in the Spanish-speaking market. Players must have a demo, be repped, and be booking. Everyone is welcome to Virtual Fight Club. Everyone's welcome to Virtual Fight Club. Visit the website to learn more and grab your spot at www.thevodojo.com. And we're back in downtown Los Angeles at sunset. Yes. So, thanks again to Graham Spicer for joining us tonight. And, but we would like to, first thank our sponsors, Harlan Hogan's VoiceOver Essentials,
VoiceOver Extra,
Source Elements,
VO2GoGo,
The VO Dojo,
VoiceActorWebsites.com,
and J. Michael Collins Demos for providing the uninterrupted live stream and bandwidth for this show this very evening.
All interruptions tonight were not caused by our
sponsors
not or the bandwidth. It was all operator error.
Absolutely.
So, but it was a lot of fun. It was an exhilarating ride trying to run the show solo again.
Yeah. Well, we've got a new guy who's coming in. He's learning how to do this, so you can go back to being my co-host as opposed to my co-host, engineer, switcher, yes. All those sorts
Hopefully
of things.
Hopefully by 2018, we'll have James ramped up here.
All right. Very good. Let's see. Next week on this show, I think we've got a couple of people have sent in their demos.
Ooh.
And so we're not going to do a demo demolition derby. We're just going to listen to the quality of these demos.
Yeah.
And make some judgments. Yes, judgments on the quality of these demos. So if you want to send your demo in and have us judge the quality of your demo.
The sound quality. The production quality.
Yeah, I mean, you could sound like a parrot. As long as the audio quality is good, we don't care.
We're not judging you on acting. So don't be nervous about we're going to be making fun of your acting. No, this is about the sound quality, the production quality. That's what we're looking at.
That's what we're going to be looking at. So if you want to do that, send that into theguys@vobs.tv. We've got a couple already. We'd like to see a few more. We'll mention it again on the Facebook page. So send those in. And then on January 1st, we're doing our New Year's Day party.
Yee-hoo!
So any of you in the Los Angeles area that want to come to that, email us and we'll get you an invite to that because we're going to have a barbecue or something, you know, live music.
Email us and put in the subject line, New Year's Day party.
Yeah, that'll work. Alrighty. Let's see here.
Donations
of the week. Who are our donors of the week?
We got Eric Aragone. Thank you, sir. Very, very much. He donates pretty much every episode. Keith Norton. That's a new one to me.
Right, thanks,
we really
Keith.
Appreciate the donation. Very kind of you. Thank you, sir. Coming in also in the list here, JV Martin.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, JV. Very kind of you.
A kind and odd number.
It's an odd number, but man, thank you for the weird number. We really appreciate it.
He said he just wanted to be
a goofy
different.
Amount just for fun.
Right.
JV, you're the best, man. Thank you. And other donations that have come in the last few days. It's so weird how Google sorts these things sometimes. Martha Kahn.
Martha.
Thank you, Martha.
Yes, you Kahn.
Yeah, so kind. Don Griffith. Another nice donation we've gotten. That's a monthly donation as well. I forgot to mention Martha's is also a sustaining monthly donation. And one from Shana?
Record that and let us know.
And Antland Productions, who's sending us money still for some bizarre reason. But thank you.
Thanks,
man.
Uncle Roy.
We really appreciate Uncle Roy. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Our opening voiceover tonight was offered, of course, by the announcer, Doug Turkel.
That's right.
Sometime between now and January 1st, we're going to come up with a new intro.
No, not going to happen.
All right.
Do you have any idea how much stuff we have to do between now and the end of the year?
What are you going to do?
Oh, you're killing me, man.
Yes. GeorgeTheTech.com, Cyber Monday, long gone.
Oh, yeah, that's history.
Okay.
Don't ask.
All right. Show logs. Jack DeGolia is still out there writing every word we say here, and you can get that when you get the YouTube post tomorrow.
There's a good point. Last time, maybe two episodes ago, I said search for content of the show notes. Search for them on the Google Docs. Jack said that doesn't work very well, and I have to agree. I tried it after the show. Searching on Google Docs for content isn't as easy. Searching for it just on VoiceOver, actually on YouTube is the best. Type into the search box VOBS and then anything you're looking for.
Right.
Because he puts his comment, you know, it's a comment in the video and comments are searchable. So that actually seems to work better according to Jack. And then once you land on that topic you're looking for, the time stamp for that point in the show is right there. So you see what you want to talk, what you want to hear about, and you click on the time and it goes right to that point in the video. So that's, I think, the best way to search the show logs to find what you're looking for.
All right. Make a point of that. We also have a podcast. You can listen to this thing in your car. You can't watch it in your car, but you can listen in your
car. Right.
You can get that through Stitcher Radio, iTunes, or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Mm-hmm.
We're live here Monday nights with a chat room, and you can be in the audience if you'd like to be here.
Yes,
if you happen to be in the greater Los Angeles area,
hey,
like our visitors, we actually have a small audience tonight. If you happen to be here, let us know you're going to be here and what night you're going to be here, and write to us at theguys@vobs.tv and say, hey, I want to be there. And then if we'll check you out, and if you're, you know, if you're worthy, we'll let you come in.
We're going to vet them?
Yeah, we are. It's very important. All right, we focus in on the audience.
There's our audience.
Rachel and Ezra are here tonight.
Hey, thanks for coming in, you guys, to say hi.
All righty. Let's see here. What else? Oh, we need to thank Marcy for letting us be out here in the garage.
Thanks, Marcy.
Our producer, Catherine Curridan, for finding great guests like Graham Spicer and all the other fine people we've had on. Jack Daniel for doing a yeoman's job in the chat room tonight. He was really in the chat room. He wasn't in this chat room. He was in his own chat room tonight.
Yeah.
And Lee Penny, of course, for being Lee Penny.
Yeah. We did everything else ourselves tonight. So.
Right. And Jack DeGolia for the show notes.
We really thanks, appreciate
Jack. It. All right. Well, that's gonna do it for tonight. And thanks again to Graham Spicer for the fine comments he made. And that's gonna do it for us tonight. But we'll be back next Monday night. You know, it's not an easy business to be in. You got to study. You need information. You got to have all the right stuff. So keep it here at VoiceOver Body Shop every Monday night, and we'll try to help you out. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittem.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VOBS. Night, everybody.
Cheers.